Blog Talk Radio.
Children, we entrust ourselves to your hands, Lord. In our whole life, captivity. We dwell on what has come from you, and we rejoice in Christ our Savior. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All righty. Well, let's get into some music.
Home world with a sing-along. to you with my heart in pieces and found the God with healing in his hands. I turn to you, put everything behind me and found the God who makes all things new. I look to you, drowning in my question, and found the God who holds all wisdom. And I trusted you and stepped out on the ocean. You caught my hand among the waves, 'cause you're the God of all my days. Each day thank you.
hope everybody enjoyed tonight's praise and worship part of the service. Well, let's get into the message. All right. Okay. It's called Looking at the Light. We live in reality that there is always both light and darkness around us. The world has both good and evil, right and wrong. As believers, we must grow in both our acceptance of this reality and our pursuit of the light. We must allow God to mold and shape us into those who rid ourselves of any darkness, become fully known to God, and allow His light to transform us into reflections of His Son. May the Lord open our eyes to see the glorious light before the week. We live in a wonderful world. We live in a world filled with darkness of all forms. On any given day, we are on any given day, we are inundated in temptation after temptation, lie after lie, darkness after darkness. But in the person of Jesus, a powerful hope has entered in the story of humanity. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 16 says, "The people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light, and for those dwelling in the region in the shadow of death, on them a light has dawned." So you and I have the choice to fill our lives with the light of God. We're delivered from a life marked by darkness and set free to fill ourselves with the things of God. But still there's a choice set before us. The light has come, but we have a real enemy trying to draw us back to the darkness in every turn. It is for this reason Jesus said in Luke chapter 11:34, "Your eye is the lamp of your body. When your eye is healthy, your whole body is full of light. When it is bad, your body is full of darkness." You and I must choose to look to the light if we want to be spiritually healthy and full of light. We must look to the light if we want to the abundant life God offers us throughout every season of this life. Paul writes in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, and whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things." I pray that God would train us to look upon only that which will fill us with more of Him. I pray that He would train our minds to think about only that which will truly satisfy the deep desires of our hearts. Darkness is often only tempting to look at because we have yet to experience the immense satisfaction found in the light. So often God is characterized as a taskmaster out to ruin all the fun. And so often our church service speech and lies depict our Father as anyone but a fun, satisfying God. But if we will take some time to trust the truth of Scripture and get to know our Heavenly Father as a friend, we will discover a wellspring of life to which no darkness could ever compare. The pleasures of the enemy are nothing but a shadow of the satisfaction we have in the light. Lust, adultery, earthly glory, the opinion of man, the pride in possessions are nothing compared to total, open, and eternal relationship with a good, near, and loving God. So look to the light today for all your needs. Cultivate a hunger and thirst for the things of God that can only be quenched in relationship with your Heavenly Father. Run to God with your temptations, needs, and desires, and ask Him to lead you to satisfaction. And open your heart to Him today that you might receive a wealth of love, purpose, joy, affection, and enjoyment from the only true source of life on this earth. So meditate on the importance of looking to the light. Allow Scripture to fill you with the desire to spend your day out of darkness and into the light. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, "If we say we have fellowship with Him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin." So what darkness do you normally look to? Where are you running to satisfy desires that you should be met in God? In what ways do you not trust that He will satisfy the needs of your heart? And certainly go to God with whatever needs you have and ask Him to reveal the ways in which He wants to satisfy them. Take time to wait on Him, press into His heart, and receive the wealth of His affections for you. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 20, and your sun shall no more go down, nor your moon withdraw itself, for the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your days of mourning shall be ended. So at times, the desires we feel are wrong desires that God cannot satisfy. However, these wrong desires are always indicative of a deeper desire that God does want to satisfy. Lust and adultery are desires indicative of a need to be loved, liked, seen, or beautiful, or handsome, or simply enjoyed. Wrongful ambition and glory seeking are wrong desires indicative of a true need to have passion and make a deep and lasting impact on earth. The temptations of the enemy and satisfaction we find in darkness are mere shadows compared to the true satisfaction available in God. So discover the root of your wrongful desires, ask the Holy Spirit to reveal the true needs within your heart, and to guide you to a lifestyle of fulfillment in God. May your eyes be wholly focused on the light today as you seek fulfillment of your Heavenly Father. I highly suggest you read Isaiah chapter 60, and it'll bring this devotional more into life. Amen. All right. Now we get into the most important question of all, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you traveling down this long, dusty road, not knowing where to go, which way is up or down? Or maybe you're lacking purpose in life, or maybe you're suffering from depression or anxiety. Maybe you're suffering from something much worse, such as an addiction to alcohol, or drugs, sexual morality, gambling, overeating. Whatever the problem may be, see, the Lord can take it away. But in order to do so, He has to know you. If He doesn't know you, He can't do nothing for you. So the question is, do you want the Lord Jesus Christ's help today and forevermore? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I am a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on a cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you in the family of God. We want to say may the Lord bless you, and may He keep you highly favored. Okay, if you also said that prayer, we'd like you to call in to area code 657-383-1487. And once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487, and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you'll come on live, and you can tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen. I mean, right now, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and all the angels and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. So won't you let us rejoice with them? Amen. All right. Well, we're going to play some music here. Okay. Thank you. Well, I'm going to bring Tony in, okay, and he's going to read from the Bible, okay, as soon as Tony gets in here, he will read for you, okay. There's a couple seconds lapse, okay, so he's out there in the other room. He'll be in here shortly.
Straight to callers, since you had so many people in your chat room.
Oh, no, that's all right. We're
going to continue where we left off. We're going to continue with Genesis 37. Joseph sold into slavery. Now Jacob dwelt in the land where his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. This is the history of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brothers, and the lad was with the sons of Rahal and the sons of Zippah, his father's wives, and Joseph brought a bad report of them to his father. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age. Also he made him a tunic of many colors. But when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all of his brothers, they hated him and could not speak peaceably to him. Now Joseph had a dream. Joseph had a dream, and there I went. I lost my spot again. Now Joseph had a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and they hated him even more. So he said to them, "Please hear this dream which I have dreamed. There we were, binding sheaves in the field. Then behold, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And indeed, your sheaves stood all around and bowed down to my sheaf." Sorry, y'all, I'm having lots of troubles tonight. And his brother said to him, "Shall you indeed reign over us, or shall you indeed have dominion over us?" So they hated him even more for his dreams and for his words. Then he dreamed still another dream and told it to his brothers and said, "Look, I have dreamed another dream, and this time the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars bowed down to me." So he told it to his father and his brothers, and his father rebuked him and said to him, "What is this dream that you have dreamed? Shall your mother and I and your brothers indeed come to bow down to the earth before you?" And his brothers envied him, but his father kept the matter in mind. Then his brothers went to feed their father's flock in Shechem, and Israel said to Joseph, "Are not your brothers feeding the flock in Shechem? Come, I will send you to them." So he said to him, "Here I am." Then he said, "Please go and see if it is well with your brothers and well with the flocks, and bring back word to me." So he sent him out to the valley of Hebron, and he went to Shechem. Now a certain man found him, and there he was, wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying, "What are you seeking?" So he said, "I am seeking my brothers. Please tell me where they are feeding their flocks." And the man said, "They have departed from here. For I heard them say, 'Let us go to Dothan.'" So Joseph went after his brothers and found them in Dothan. Now when they saw him afar off, even before he came near, they conspired against him to kill him. Then they said to one another, "Look, this dreamer is coming. Come therefore, let us now kill him and cast him into some pit, and we shall say, 'Some wild beast devoured him.' We shall see what will become of his dreams." But Reuben heard it, and he delivered him out of their hands and said, "Let us not kill him." And Reuben said to them, "Shed no blood, but cast him into this pit which is in the wilderness, and do not lay a hand on him, that he might deliver him out of their hands and bring him back to his father." So it came to pass, when Joseph had come to his brothers, that they stripped Joseph of his tunic, the tunic of many colors that was on him. Then they took him and cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty. There was no water in it. And then they sat down to eat a meal. They lifted their eyes and looked, and there was a company of Israelites coming from Gilead with their camels bearing spices, balm, and myrrh, on their way to carry them down to Egypt. So Judah said to his brothers, "What profit is there if we kill our brother and conceal his blood? Come, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hands be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh." And his brothers listened. Then when the traders passed by, so the brothers pulled Joseph up and lifted him out of the pit and sold him for 20 shekels of silver, and they took Joseph to Egypt. When Reuben returned to the pit, and indeed Joseph was not in it, and he tore his clothes, and he returned to his brother and said, "The lad is no more, and I, where shall I go?" So they took Joseph's tunic, killed a kid of the goats, and dipped the tunic in their blood. Then they sent the tunic of many colors, and they brought it in to their father and said, "We have found this. Do you know whether it is your son's tunic or not?" And he recognized it and said, "It is my son's tunic. A wild beast has devoured him. Without doubt, Joseph is torn to pieces." Then Jacob tore his clothes, put sackcloth on his waist, and mourned his son for many days. And all his sons and his daughters arose to comfort him. But he refused to be comforted, and he said, "For I shall go down into the grave to my son in mourning." Thus his father wept for him. Now, the Midianites had sold him in Egypt to Potiphar, the officer of Pharaoh and captain of the guard. So that's where we'll leave you tonight, Joseph being sold into slavery for the envy of his brothers and the fear of his father. Going to go to Psalms 10:3-4 for a word of worship. "For the wicked boasts of his heart's desire. He blesses the greedy and renounces the Lord. The wicked in his proud consistency does not seek God. God is in none of his thoughts. Give you Proverbs 3:25-26, a word of wisdom. "Do not be afraid of sudden terror, nor of trouble from the wicked when it comes. For the Lord will be your confidence and will keep you afoot from being caught." Amen. I guess you know what that means. If you don't look over your shoulder for the devil, the Lord will help you get away from him. Thanks for letting me in, for letting me share the Bible with you the way it was written, the way it was meant to be shared.
Well, thank you so much, Tony.
Well, thank you for having me, Ken.
All right. I hope you enjoyed that Bible message. All right. Well, we got some callers. Okay. Let's see here. Okay, we got some callers. Okay, let's take 469 since he's been here the longest. 469.
How you doing there, Kenny?
Hey, Clay. How you doing?
It's good. Good talking to you.
Yeah, good talking to you too, Clay. Huh?
You sound blessed, highly favored.
Yes, I am. How about yourself? How are you?
I'm a little bit okay, doing a little bit better. I'm so glad you're on, and that word that Tony F. said was so, so blessing.
Well, thank you.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I missed talking to y'all.
Yeah, I missed talking to you.
Yeah, I know. Any more callers?
Yeah, we got one caller. Okay, let's push the one key. Let's bring on 210. 210,
Pass again.
Yeah.
This is Grover Washington down there at San Antonio. I hope you're feeling better after the incident down there at Haven for Hope. I hope you're feeling better.
I didn't have an incident in Haven for Hope.
were you able to get cleaned up? You in rehab?
No, I didn't. Nothing happened. I didn't go to Haven for help.
What kind of drugs were you on? Was it the heroin?
I wasn't doing any drugs. I don't do drugs, okay? I gave up drugs, okay? So you got the wrong person.
So
it wasn't me. I wasn't at Haven for help.
Huh. Well, I thought I saw you there, but another thing. Did you get those them phones that you bought me from me, the iPhone?
I didn't buy any phones from you.
Okay, well, you paid me $100, and
I didn't pay you anything. That was Bogart. Bogart paid you. I didn't pay anything.
So you haven't gotten them yet?
No, I haven't gotten no phones. No.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Well, you want me to send them again? Because that'll be another $100.
No, no, because I didn't pay anything the first time around. Oh, let me bring on a caller. It might be Bogart. Hold on.
Is
that you, Bo?
Yes, this is Bogart. Hey, Bo.
Okay. I want to speak to Bogart. Okay, if he's called in.
Hey, Bogart, you still on the line? Bogart, hello.
That wasn't Bogart.
Damn
that was Rick. Okay.
Why do you gotta hang up on my customers? You're cutting into my business again.
That wasn't Bogart. It was Rico. And I know my business, so don't tell me nothing. Okay? You didn't
that
send me nothing.
That wasn't
okay?
Rico.
Okay? I'm not gonna play this game with you. Okay? Nobody, we got any phones from you. Nobody did nothing. Okay? I have nothing to do with it, okay, period.
What about the Apple Watch? Did you get the Apple Watch version 5?
I didn't get nothing.
Hey, I listened to the show earlier. I got the iPhone 11 Pro. I got the iPhone 11. I got it from Haven for Hope. And, it's really nice. It's $1,299 if you buy it retail. But I kind of picked mine up on what they call a five-finger discount when all the other Negroes were riding down there at the Apple Store. But, hell, I forgot what I was going to say. Damn it.
Aren't you nervous you could be caught with the mappers?
Yeah, hello. Don't you know that if you try to, those phones are useless. They can't do it. Oh, you stole from an Apple store.
One's working fine. It sounds fine to me. It's working fine, and I especially like the price.
That look like an Apple.
No, I don't know what that's about. But Ken, hope you do better in rehab. And when you finally get better, I remember I'm still looking for one of them blowjobs. So I'll be willing to take it at your home again, or you can come down here to Haven for Hope. I'll go out there on R-Dash. You got to send me the address, though. I forgot the address.
Okay, yeah, whatever. Goodbye, Grover.
It's that house that's got a broken-down motorcycle in it. It's like one of them tricycle-looking bikes, and it's all broken down.
It's not broken down. Okay, goodbye, Grover. Okay, Let's see, we got another caller here, 111. Hello?
Good evening, here, Mr. Kelly, Mary Lou Fishman.
It's not Mary Lou Fishman, it's Kenneth Fishman. And that'll be it.
Listen here. Sir, I want to know what's going on with you relapsing and going, you're bringing yourself down to the Haven for Hope, getting naked, and then going back in a rehab here. What's going on?
Well, you're spreading lies, BBF. That never happened.
No, sir. I'm looking at pictures here.
Yeah, I know. The pictures that you made up. There's a bunch of lies, okay? Why don't you admit
it? No, sir.
Okay? You're a liar.
No, sir.
And I'm tired of it, so goodbye. See you later.
All right, man.
Okay. All right. Okay, let's bring on Doug. Hey, Doug, how you doing?
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I'm doing fine. As you can see, we got the trolls out tonight.
Yeah, I see that. They're really intelligent people, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Highly intelligent.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Real intelligent.
I don't know what to say. You know, you could pray for them.
Yeah, that's true. I do that. I do that anyway.
Yeah, me too.
Anything pray will work. I think good butt whipping.
What's that, Dad?
I said prayer won't work. Probably a good whipping.
Yeah, sometimes you need to do that. Right?
I don't know. Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know if I do that. Grover, Black Lives Matter, probably be at my front store.
Yeah, well, all lives matter, I think. I guess that makes me a racist.
Well, some lives matter.
Yeah. Yeah. So how you doing, Clay and Ken and Tony?
Well, we're doing okay over here.
We're doing alright.
Yeah, you've been staying in the house.
Yeah, I don't go anywhere myself personally. I mean, Tony and and Victor, they go out to go shopping, but I don't even do that. I stay in the house with COPD.
Now that sucks. Hope you got air conditioning.
Oh yeah, we got air conditioning.
Yeah, you need it down there in Texas.
Oh, for sure.
You're living in the humid side.
Yeah, it's been on the... We've had a lot of rain over the past couple weeks.
Tropical rain. Weird.
No floods or nothing?
No, we haven't had any flooding.
That's good.
I'm going to put myself on mute.
Yeah. I don't got much to say either, because if I do, I'll just get all the trolls mad, and they'll be talking about me for weeks. So, it's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
I don't know how you put it.
It's, you know how it is.
No, I don't know how you put up with it for so long. It's been like couple years now. You know, sometimes it's funny, but sometimes it's not funny.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, you know, you just go with the flow. That's all.
Yeah, you're a pretty easygoing guy. I'll give you credit for that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. And, hey, I'll tell you what, I'm doing a lot better. You probably can tell just by how I sound.
Yeah, you sound really good. You sound like you haven't been drinking in a while. Okay, you sound good.
Yeah. Yeah, I was really messed up for a while. You know?
Well, you know, I mean, hey, as long as you're trying and you're trying to stay clean and everything, you know, I mean, hey, kudos to you, okay?
Yeah.
You know, it's a good thing.
Yeah, it is. It's not easy, though.
No, life is not easy.
That's for sure. Well, I won't hold you up no more, so good talking to you.
Good talking to you, Doug. Okay, I'll put you on mute so you can keep on listening. Okay.
All right, tell Tony I said hi, then.
I will do so. I will do.
All right, thanks. God bless.
God bless you, Doug. All righty. Well, let's get into the prophetic word. Okay, it's the last segment for the night. It's, I am the God of the unusual. I am the God of the improbable, the unique and the impossible. A new mantle is dropping upon you. Make room for that mantle. I will divide the waters from the waters in your life. This anointing will cause the waves of the insistent to subside, and you will walk in my purpose dry shod. You are going to be undone, reconstituted by the fresh mantle I have put on you. Others will say the mantle has changed you, but the mantle will change others around you as well. You will say you are undone, but others will say I am forever changed. What have you only talked about and dreamed about, you will now walk in and see manifest. The substance of impartation of my spirit through your life is now being occasioned by the cry of your heart, says God. You are in the threshold of this. It is already happening. The insistence of the mantle upon your life will not be denied in signs, miracles, and wonders. For I call you a first partaker, says God. You are now coming into a place of enlargement, of stuff and those things that you have cried out to me, for you will be dialed into your life, new assignments, new anointings, and new purposes unfolding, says the Father. Say within your heart, it is the Father in me that does the work. You must put forth the effort, but any and all effort of a man is only vain striving unless I am in it. Let there be renewed cooperation in your heart and your life with those things that have seemed so hard in the past. You have thought, I can't live with that life, I cannot take that direction, but what if you could? What if that may have been true at one time, but now the situation is different, and most importantly, you are different. So use your imagination to paint a different picture of a different outcome than you have experienced in the recent past. Know that the commendation of heaven and the recognition of heaven will bring honor and favor upon you wherever disdain and disrespect once ruled. People who despise you and your failure will seek you out and even follow in your steps because they will sense my spirit moving to give you a hope and a future beyond your expectations. This is your rejoicing, beginning in faith, ending in substance, and ongoing in hope, says God. Amen. Amen. I hope this goes out to those who need it the most. And you know who you are. So God bless you all. Amen. Well, Tony Talk, did you call in? If you did, what number are you calling from? Okay, let's see. Let's try 111.
Hello, Kenny. Hello, Kenny. This is Mike Hunt, celebrity personal trainer, calling in. Hi, I'm going to be brief. I do want Tony Gaga to get an opportunity to call in. Matter of fact, if you want to put me on hold or mute for a minute so you can take him, I think he's a 111. Let's get him on here. He's got some important news.
Okay, let's see here. 111. Is that you, Tony?
Hey, Ken. This is Bo. You can take my call after Tony calls in.
Okay. All right. Well, Tony, is that you?
Yeah, Ken. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Thanks for letting me on. Thank you for not leaving Doug on to poison the airwaves. You know, I know I haven't been the greatest person as of late, according to some very jealous people that are in your chat room. But I did receive an email that was very disturbing from Tony Fatata. It was a picture of you passed out naked outside the Haven for Hope with a bunch of black guys who were homeless that were standing over you. And I was told in the email that you relapsed and you are in rehab. And I'm very happy that you put yourself together and did your show inside rehab. It's very good.
Okay. Well, Tony, that was a lie because Tony F doesn't email people, and he didn't email you. That was done by Fontaine Enterprises, which is BBF. Okay, and those were lies. I'm not in rehab. Okay, I wasn't outside of Avon for Hope naked. Okay, I didn't relapse. Okay, I don't do drugs. I don't drink alcohol. Okay, so.
Okay, so.
Hello. No false news.
Now, don't make me be a liar, because I was worried all day about this news, and you know, I'm trying to be a good guy. I'm trying to help you out, but you're calling me a liar. And not owning your relapse is—it's not good.
I'm not going to own something that is not true, Tony. I didn't relapse. I didn't get drunk.
I'm not lying, Ken. I'm not lying. You call
me a liar.
I'm
not saying you're lying. I'm saying you were fed false news, Tony.
How is it false when the email is Tony Fatata, FUCKS's, @gmail.com, and it's a disgusting email, sends me an email of you passed out naked next to Grover?
No, it's
It's you.
Tony didn't email
I'm
you.
I'm looking at the picture, and it's you, Ken. And I'm just trying. Listen, it's okay if you relaxed. It's all right. I'm here for you, and that's all I wanted you to know. But now you're calling me a liar when I'm reaching out to try to help you out.
No, I'm not calling you a liar. I'm saying you were fed false news. Okay? Okay? Tony F. did not email you. Okay? Tony F. doesn't email folks. Okay? He doesn't even know your email address. Okay?
Everybody knows my email address. It's TonyGagaTalk@yahoo.com. Okay? And this message he has sent me, that his email is TonyFuckasses@gmail.com. He sent it to me. It's a picture of you passed out on the ground naked. And it was troublesome. I'm not lying. I'm not creating false news. I'm telling you what I saw, and I wanted to call in to make sure you were okay. And I didn't have
well,
to
I'm
do
fine.
That.
But I'm fine, Tony. I'm fine, Tony. Okay?
You don't sound fine. You sound like you're slurring your speech. You sound like Doug was slurring his speech and Tony Furtado was slurring his speech. And that's not good for you to be around when you're in recovery, is what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay, Tony.
You know what? Why the fuck do I even bother? Yeah, yeah. See you later, Ken. Go be drunk. Go be naked. I don't give a shit.
Oh, God. Okay.
Well, that was rude.
You know, that was Tony for you. Okay, he believes things that are not true. Okay? But that's okay. So Mike or Bo, whichever wants to talk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Am I on the line?
Yeah.
What, Kenny? What's going on here, man? I'm getting run around about this whole iPhone situation. I ordered one of the iPhones that you were advertising.
I didn't advertise anything. I didn't advertise anything. That was Grover Washington. And if you sent him money,
Kenny,
okay, he should have sent it to you.
Kenny, you were advertising it on your show. He's a sponsor.
No, I wasn't.
I wasn't advertising anything. No. When I finally got in contact with Grover, he said that you came up to the Haven for Hope and picked up the phone, and apparently, when's the last time you've been to Haven for Hope?
I haven't been to Haven for Hope for a couple years.
Well, apparently there's pictures of you at Haven for Hope last week, exactly when Grover said that you came up there to pick up the phone.
Well, I didn't come pick up any phones. I didn't pick
up
any phones. And I'm not playing games with you, Bogart. I didn't pick up any phones. I never received any phones. Okay? Never received any money for any phones. Okay? Okay,
so
that has nothing to do with
it. This is a scam, Kenny. That's horrible. I mean, I heard an advertisement on a Christian show, so I thought that everything was going to be legit, and I'm just getting the runaround here.
Well, I'm telling you, Bogart,
that you picked up the phone and that you were going to put in a gift certificate for some kind of drainage. I thought it was a free bottle of Drano, but apparently it's some kind of other draining that I don't even want to mention. And I don't even want the free gift. I just need my iPhone, okay?
Well, I have nothing to do with it, Bo. I have nothing to do with it.
Kenny.
You didn't pay me any money.
Now.
I never received any money, Bo.
What? He said that that you gave him $100 and that he gave you all the phones and that you were supposed to get, or whatever it was, that for the people that ordered in the first 24 hours and that you were going to mail them out.
No, I'm not going to mail out nothing, since I don't have mailing addresses, since I don't, I never received any phones.
Why were you advertising on your show then, Kenny?
Hey, Grover, talk to Bogart.
Hello.
Hey, Grover.
Hello.
Can you confirm to me that you gave, like you said, that you gave Kenny the iPhone when he came up to the Havens for Hope cover?
Yeah, don't forget the Apple Watch, too. And you're talking about the certificate for the draining. That's a ball draining. So that's good for one of the blowjobs. You can cash that at any time for Pastor Ken. And he'll come to your house. Or you can go to his house over on R-Dash. It's the rundown house. It looks like it's got a bunch of shit piled up in the garage.
Okay. And is that just, like, between 8 and 5, like, business hours or what?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you might want to call ahead and make sure he's there, because sometimes he goes out and buys booze and alcohol, and you'd hate to be there and knock on the door, and then you hear nothing.
Yeah. Well,
you'd be standing there, looking to get a ball draining. You're standing there with the blue balls, like I've been having ever since Christmas. But
the gentleman, the black gentleman that Ken was pictured with from last week, were those customers getting their free drainage? Did they buy iPhones as well?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen any of these pictures. Can you send me these pictures?
I can give them to you. I can email them to you or something. I can get them to you somehow.
Yeah, just send it to their usual number. I got that hooked up on the Apple Watch 5, the iPhone 11, and the iPad Max Pro XS.
Yeah. And you can confirm that you and Kenny are business partners in this adventure, right?
No, we're never partners.
Unofficially. I'll say unofficially. I don't want to admit anything, but resale. Maybe resale, but I wouldn't say business partners, but maybe kind of remarketing. Let's just say remarketing.
So, Kenny, how can we make this right? I mean, how do we go from here?
I don't know. You tell me. You said you didn't send me any money.
Kenny, that's not very godly for you to advertise products on your show and it just turns out to be a scam. I mean, I didn't advertise a product on my show,
and it's not a scam.
I don't need
never advertise
the ball
nothing.
Drainers or whatever the thing
goodbye,
is.
Bo. Goodbye, Bo.
Hello.
Goodbye.
No,
hello.
Kenny.
Hello.
Are you still there?
I'm getting ready.
Well, Kenny, do you think I'm some kind of fucking idiot that you can just fucking bait and twist me like this, that you can sell me something and then just disappear and say I don't have anything to do with it when you were advertising it on your fucking
I wasn't advertising
week?
Crap on
Are
my freaking goddamn.
You think I'm a fucking idiot?
Hey, man,
you're an idiot. Goodbye, idiot.
You're not an idiot. Fucking idiots.